This homily is a continuation, a two-part series. So I've been mentioning before about a vision I have for the parish, and that vision is that all parishioners of St. Teresa of Avila would be secure in the Father's love, radically connected in the body of Christ, and know that they are gifted by the Holy Spirit. But every 6 months or so, I share about two important ingredients. One way to understand it is the fuel of renewal. It's not just the vision, but it's specific behaviors, I believe, that make renewal possible. Last week, I talked about the importance of lay leadership. That is, baptized Catholics taking ownership of their faith, taking responsibility of their faith, willing to be givers and not just be receivers in the faith. That is, this renewal can't go anywhere if it's just the Father Matthew show. Or rather, it'll feel good. We'll have a couple of good homilies, but we're not actually going to have any traction without ownership. That is leadership, lay leadership in your own way, right? The second aspect of renewal in the parish, that the ingredients for successful renewal, I believe, is a culture of invitation. Again, without that invitation extending to the pews, and if the invitation is only coming through Father Matthew, we're only going to get so far. And I don't think it's going to be very far. But there is power. Whenever the people of God live the calling of their baptism. So let's look at invitation. Three invitations in today's readings. How we can follow those, I'm going to give you an easy way. And then I'm going to give you the advanced way to follow that in building a culture of invitation. So the first invitation is in the gospel. This is Jesus's part of his farewell discourse. We shift after the fourth Sunday of Easter to focus on Jesus's departure as we anticipate the coming ascension. And you see Jesus giving these affirmations to his disciples. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If you know me, then you will also know my Father." Okay. So I would call this the invitation, not just this living faith in Jesus. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me." This living faith, another way we can describe that is a relationship with the Lord. And Jesus points out a symptom of a weaker relationship with the Lord. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he says. "Have faith in God, have faith also in me." And that is the places in our life where we have worry, anxiety, or fear can be indications where I do not believe in the Lord. Think of that place in your life where there is anxiety, worry, or fear. The Lord's inviting you to believe in him there, to have a relationship. But notice, Jesus is also inviting us into relationship with the Father. When Philip says, "Show us the Father," he shares his heart's desire. How does Jesus respond? "Have I been with you for so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus longs for you to have a relationship with your Father in heaven. And again, part of that fear that we have, part of the anxiety that we have, is a belief that I have to take care of everything on my own. It's an orphan mentality that is not of God. It is not the Father's plan for you. So that's the first invitation, to know the Son Jesus who brings us to the Father. To believe in him in those places of anxiety, fear, or worry. Okay, the first invitation, relationship, personal relationship with the Lord. For the second invitation, let's look at today's second reading from our first Pope, Peter. Peter writes, "Come to him," that is, come to Jesus. "Come to him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. and like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You'll hear about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in many churches. In fact, there are some churches that is their calling card, right? But notice there's a deeper invitation. I believe Jesus, he didn't come to just establish a personal relationship with him. Because Jesus comes proclaiming the kingdom. What's another word for the kingdom of God? It's the church. Jesus came to establish this family, to bring together what we divided. And it's from the church that we have such things like the Bible. The church came first, then came the Bible. But notice what Peter is writing, our first pope. He says this: come to him, that is the invitation to come to the Lord. Come to Jesus, a living stone. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. The invitation for you and for me is not just to show up in church, to check the mass box, but to be a part of this church, to be, what does Peter say? Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. Let yourselves be a part of the church, not just showing up in church. But there's a difference. It's an attitude. I want to be a part of what God is doing, bringing together the church, the family of God. Okay, that's the second invitation. Relationship with the Lord. Communal relationship with the Lord. That is, to be a living stone in the church. The third invitation. First reading. So here we see the problems in the church from the very beginning. And this is part of the natural thing in a community where you have different ethnicities, different languages. They had the Hebrew-speaking Christians and the Greek-speaking Christians. And it's natural to have sibling rivalry. Like you have that tension even to this day. My former assignment, I had three parishes. And if you have three parishes with one pastor, there's going to be sibling rivalry. And here in our parish, you know, you can look at any number of examples of sibling rivalry that are possible. It's a temptation we always face. And I think one big one we face in our parish community, because we have diverse community, specifically in two different languages, there's a temptation to feel like competition. Oh, you know, oh, Father likes this community more than this community, right? I mean, that's from the very beginning, the complaining about sibling rivalry. But what is the invitation that, part of that sibling rivalry is like to throw it back on the leadership. All right, leaders, you need to do more. Apostles, you need to do more. You need to burn yourselves out. And what the apostles do, they set a boundary. They say it is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. But then the apostles put it back on the community. Select from among yourselves men filled with the Spirit and wisdom whom we shall appoint to this task, where we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And traditionally, this is where the first deacons in the church are called. But I would say it's a wider invitation to, like I said before, to take ownership, take responsibility, to live your faith in service to others according to your call, right? So that's the third invitation. After that personal relationship, after that communal relationship, then I believe the Lord is inviting you to grow in maturity in your Christian faith, and not just to be a receiver, but to be a giver, and that is of service, and service to God in the church, in whatever way. There are many ways. Okay. Those are the three invitations. What's an easy way to respond to these invitations? The easiest way is in your own personal life, right? So to start with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it starts with a prayer. I say this at funerals. The Lord invites you to a relationship. It starts with a prayer. Do you want that relationship? It just starts with a prayer. Yes, Lord. And that's why we have in our faith, the Lord wants to speak to you every Mass, so come to Mass. The Lord wants to be close to you at every Mass, so come to Mass. If you have some spiritual baggage, come to confession. Again, those are places of building the relationship with the Lord. Now, second, let yourself be built into spiritual stone, a spiritual house. Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Do you want to be a part of this family? You don't have to answer. But if you do, then why don't you stay? Let's stay to the very end, okay? I'll tell you, the temptation to leave early, and it's for some of us, it's a habit. And some of us, we might have a good reason. I have to get to this family member I'm caring for, or I have a medical reason. Okay. But some of us, it's convenience, it's habit. But I believe a way to have a shift in our parish culture is for more and more of us to say, not just with our lips, but with our bodies, I want to be a part of this family. I want to be built up as a spiritual stone in the house of God. And one way to say that with your body is to stay at Mass, in Mass, to the end. 2 minutes in the extra in the parking lot is not going to kill you. But it makes a difference if more of us say with our bodies, I want to be a part of this family. Rather than many of us are saying, I can't wait to get away from y'all. Let me check this box and check out. Okay. Come on in, kids. Aren't they adorable? Good. So now I'm going to give some more advanced ways to build the culture of invitation. As I've been sharing with the community, I've been sharing different opportunities for us to grow as a community of faith. I think a very effective way to grow a culture of invitation is just to invite someone in your life to one of these events. Some of them are designed to help you in your personal relationship, but also in your communal relationship with the Lord. And I speak specifically of things like Acts Retreat and Alpha. We have an Alpha that's going to be coming up in July, and then we have a Women's Acts Retreat in September. But Alpha is designed for those who are farthest away from the church. And for those of us who have not attended an Alpha, again, the format's very simple. It's a good meal, it's a good presentation, and it's good conversation to build community with fellow seekers. But a great way to build a culture of invitation is to invite someone to join you to come to Alpha. Hey, look, Father's been talking about this thing. I'm getting tired of him inviting us, so I'm going to come, so maybe he won't invite as much in the future. Hey, if Alpha was filled every time, I wouldn't have to preach it. I'll just say it that way. So to invite someone, hey, come check out this thing with me. That's a very easy way to build a culture of invitation. And that's why we're trying to create other events. Because I know some of us have been inviting our family members to Mass. But the thing about that is once they've said no once, it's easy for them to say no again and again and again. That's why you have something different. And you say, hey, look, there's going to be a food involved and something else. A TV screen. All right. So, Alpha, invite people, Acts. Go yourself, invite other people to join. But then, yeah, and then once you've gone, take leadership, take ownership. I'm looking for leaders to help because without new leaders in these programs, we're going to run our course in a couple of years and then we're going to not have any leaders. I need leaders to run things like Alpha and Acts. But we also have other events throughout the year that you can invite someone. Hey, join me. Theology on Tap. Hey, if a married couple, invite another married couple. Hey, there's this thing called Supper and Substance. So all these opportunities. And the healing retreat, and they go on. All right? The best way to build a culture of invitation is to invite someone to join you on one of these events. But it starts with your own personal relationship, our communal relationship. And then, yes, the Lord inviting us to take ownership of this faith, to not just be bystanders, but be active. but how, that's for you and the Lord to discern. So let's pray that we may accept that invitation, God calling us. We may not be afraid to come to the Lord, to let ourselves be built as spiritual stones, so that claiming this faith, we may extend the invitation to others to know this amazing love of God. Amen.